welcome to a special topics podcast today brought to you by Directions Magazine and sponsored by Oracle Corporation. This is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief. As many of our listeners may be aware, Oracle provides a complete suite of industry-leading utility solutions, including customer care and billing, network management, work and asset management, mobile workforce management, meter data management, and analytics applications. These help utilities worldwide prepare for smart metering and smart grid initiatives and help achieve operational excellence and enhanced customer service. Also, these solutions are integrated with Oracle's industry-leading geospatial database and map visualization features native to the Oracle Spatial and Graph, as well as Oracle Fusion Middleware to maximize the value of geospatial information inherent in utilities, assets, and workflows. Today, I will be speaking to Brad Williams, Vice President for Utilities Global Business Unit of Oracle. We'll discuss the advancements of smart grid technology and how geospatial information plays a vital role in not only outage management, but in maintaining our nation's critical infrastructure. Stay tuned.
Well, Brad, thanks very much for taking the time to talk to me today about Oracle's solutions for utility applications and how that fits into the applications of geospatial technology. So let me just jump right into it. You know, there was a recent study that was released actually within the last few days by ABI Research about spending by utilities in transitioning their networks to smart grid capabilities. Their estimates were over $23 billion in spending in 2012. So I want to get more into the geospatial technology and energy management applications that seem to be so intertwined and have applications in many operational and strategic areas. So I kind of get your opinion on that and what you see as the top applications that you feel are most effective and in demand by utility companies.
Sure, Joe. Thanks for having me on today. So, yeah, with the smart grid, I think it really is opening up a lot of opportunities for geospatial technology. And kind of at the heart of this, you know, I believe is the network management system, the outage and distribution management. It starts with a customer and network model of how utility customers are connected to the grid or to the smart grid. And from that model, utilities are able to do much, much more now with the smart grid technologies. Now that we have meters, sensors, communication equipment throughout the utilities grid, we're able to model that more effectively so utilities can be more efficient, more reliable, more effective at managing distributed renewable intermittent generation resources, which kind of gets to where this is going. So I would say that's kind of one of the big core values that geospatial technology brings is the modeling of the network and, more importantly, how the customers connect to that model so we can do some of that advanced analytics, which is one of the other hot topics right now is we hear a lot about big data, we hear a lot about analytics. Well, you put a spatial component to that, and that's a perfect mix for utilities who, you know, frankly, they have a regulatory mandate to provide energy resources through a geospatially diverse population. And so when we can use some geospatial technologies to model and manage that, that becomes a much more effective means to deal with some of these more complex issues. So let's take that a little deeper. So analytics forecasting is a really good one, where now customers have meters where they are recording interval data instead of just a single timestamp kilowatt hour per month. So now we've got 15-minute intervals, 10-minute intervals. It depends on the utility, but and each meter is a geospatially located device. And so that gives us a lot of information about what's happening in our network, particularly if we have a model that connects those customers to a grid, and we can do a much more advanced forecast now and overlay weather data, which is also a geospatial diverse application. So we can have weather-based forecasts for short-term forecasts, which really will help in some of the intermittency of distributed generation, like wind and solar, being able to manage that in a much more directed, smaller increments or smaller areas that need to be managed. And then long-term forecasts, too, when we can bring in another dimension of growth. You know, when we have a geospatial model, we know where areas have been fully built out and where we have areas that are open for development. That's very helpful for utilities from a planning perspective to know where to site new substations or where new transmission lines need to be sited. So they can be ahead of the developers in the process, and again, doing a spatial-based forecast. All of that is analytics. That's advanced analytics. And of course, Oracle, being an information company, is providing spatial technologies in all of our applications. And just made an acquisition to get into cloud-based analytics with Dataraker, which further completes our solutions in the analytics space, which includes geospatial analytics that goes with that.
Right. Let me pick up on a couple of things that you mentioned, because they're vitally important to some recent incidents, and particularly with regard to outage management. Certainly, the weather phenomenon is getting more severe in some areas, and with the situation with Hurricane Sandy last fall on the East Coast, it brought into a real clear picture how much utilities will depend on understanding what the clients are experiencing on the ground, where the outages occur, and how to deploy resources. That seems to be right in the sweet spot of geospatial technology. Have your clients been requesting anything more in terms of analytics and the modeling that you had mentioned before?
Yeah, I think this has kind of created a regenesis around the outage management, some of these recent storms, and the ability for customers to have a more accurate model of how customers connect to them. Because I think what customers want today as it relates to service problems, including major outages, is information. They want to know, they realize outages occur, but they want to know that the utility is in control of their situation and can provide some kind of estimated time of restoration. When can I expect power to be restored? And then I can kind of plan around that if you can give me some information. So that seemed to be a big outcome of Superstorm Sandy. Those utilities that were able to provide good information, and a lot of our customers were hit very hard with Hurricane Sandy or Superstorm Sandy, and we were able to provide very scalable system support for them, as well as that customer interaction piece. In fact, we just had one of our customers in the East Coast just went live with the latest version of our network management system that integrated to their advanced metering infrastructure. So we were able to provide more accurate outage information to their customers based on data that came back directly from the meters of power out and restoration notification that interacted with the meters. That customer interaction is becoming very important, and so that just means you've got to have scalable systems and, more importantly, the models that drive those systems, which are the geospatial technologies.
And this kind of visibility into the network operations really seems to be key, because it certainly makes itself much more relevant or much more visible in times of emergency. But also, just in normal operation, this kind of business intelligence really seems to be demanded. So what's really going on, or what's really being demanded by some of the senior management in utilities? Is geospatial technology more of a visualization tool, or are they asking for more analytical solutions?
Yeah, it's both. I think the entry point is visualization, but what utility executives are demanding is the analytics that go with that. So they want to know very quickly, by being able to look at a map, what is the effect of this storm on my service territory? How many customers are affected in each each region. How many crews do I need to call in from the outside as contractors? I need to bring those in very quickly, because if it's a major storm, there's only so many contractors to go around. So those that can get them early on, based on some kind of forecast, some kind of spatial intelligence of how bad my network has been impacted, how bad my customers have been impacted, I can get better information of what resources I need as far as crews and damage assessment and those types of things.
And while smart grid is kind of this buzzword in the industry, it seems to be more of a reality right now. And maybe that's something that you can help to define, because it isn't just the meters on the house. It's many, many different sensors coming into the system. And I'd be curious about your perspective of on how that's really resulting in some true cost savings.
Good question, because, yeah, as you know, there's been huge investments in this smart grid area. And by and large, the majority of it has gone towards metering, which has given us a wealth of information to help not only in the billing part, but also in the operations part. But utilities, you know, it's exponential growth of data that's coming back at the utilities. And so that requires another layer of maturity around that information management to be able to respond to this fire hose of data that's coming back at the utility. And that goes back to a model. It's like you've got to be able to correlate metering data with a network model in order to derive some basic intelligence about outages or about voltage problems or about loading problems. Because we can correlate, aggregate some metering data to quickly identify where my overloaded assets are or where my outages are, or where my voltage problems are. And that's all spatial type technologies that allow us to do that.
I think you just brought up an issue, and maybe just to put another buzzword on it. Do utility companies know they've got a big data problem? And you know, it obviously seems this is really in a sweet spot that Oracle can address.
It is, and that's why, yeah, that's a great point. That's why Oracle is in this space, is because this is our strength. The technology we bring in to the utility space is around information management. So, yep, utilities are collecting a lot of data, and I would say, you know, roughly maybe 20% of that data is actually being used to drive business performance, because we're in the early phase of the implementation. These meters are installed, but by and large, the meters today are creating a bill the same way they did before. Just now we're not sending somebody out to read that. So there's like a large amount of what we call dark data. You know, we've heard of dark fiber. Well, there's dark data. This is the data that utilities have available to them that's not being used for operational purposes. So a good example of that is the meters are capable of providing either voltage data, voltage alarms, outage notification, last gas type things, restoration. But by and large, most meters are just collecting a kilowatt hour read, because that's the first step, is to get the meters in there. Then we'll start changing the business processes to take advantage of this new information. And that requires a new level of discipline within the utilities and maturity to be able to apply that. Now, this is certainly the goal of smart grid, and will take a little bit of time before we really see the real value of that. And on the same lines, other energy technologies are evolving, like photovoltaics and small-scale wind. And so that has to be integrated into the mix as well, as far as a real-time information source that we need to model and manage more effectively.
It seems like utility companies as an industry have more to gain from leveraging geospatial technology and in a much more integrated fashion. Are they at the point now where they can use a common information model to distribute the information among marketing, field crews, logistics, smart grid technology? It seems like from end to end, utilities could benefit much more from an integrated approach. is information still too stovepiped, or do they see the vision ahead of them that they can leverage all this good stuff?
My view is, based on what I'm seeing, is that the technology is there, and in fact, we support common information model approach to our data models, our data warehouses, all of those things. We support the common information model approach. Utilities are just beginning to get, you know, the enterprise view of particularly operational data, where it's much more, you know, departmentalized, where the operations guys have been very separate from the rest of enterprise-level IT, the transactional systems. But now with Smart Grid, particularly the metering side of that, which has been typically more on the customer side and billing side of the house, now field operations sees the value of that, and it's coming together more as an enterprise-level model that can support both sides. But the discipline around managing the data accuracy, the ongoing data quality, and information management processes are just beginning to build within the utilities. As more people are leveraging this data, it's becoming a higher level of discipline for managing the data that drives some of these solutions.
And just want to ask one final question. The utilities are a vital piece of the national energy picture, and as we move towards energy independence, they're going to be right in the thick of things. And I'm wondering if geospatial data is helping them change the way they do business to really make it more efficient, and are we realizing those types of efficiencies?
Well, I think it is, yes, absolutely. Because as we start to use the geospatial data for some of these basic smart grid functions, we're seeing the value in other areas like asset management. Okay, now we've got metering data, a network model data, and we've got SCADA data at the source. So we can do some analysis based on the model, network model, of how things are connected together and do some loss analysis, for example, and say, here's some areas that we are seeing some excessive losses because we've got some measurements on both sides now, and we can do that. And so now we can say, hey, there's either some energy theft going on here, or we've got some equipment problems. Either way, we need to go investigate that. And so we can automate some of these processes out of the analytics. And this is a great story for service analytics services, where you don't have to build this big infrastructure for things. We're just trying to figure out how to leverage the data. You can do it as a cloud-based service that can go and feed into your asset systems or your maintenance systems to say, okay, go investigate this because we are seeing something here that doesn't look quite right. And so we can identify these things that could be at-risk assets, for example, highly loaded assets or assets that have higher than normal failure rates. We can go and flag those on a spatial basis and be able to automate some of the processes around inspection and maintenance and even planning for replacements.
Well, great, Brad. Thanks very much. It's been a great conversation on some of the applications that Oracle is getting into and how your customers are leveraging geospatial data. So I want to thank you for your time.
Appreciate it, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Thanks again for joining me today on another Directions Magazine podcast. If you'd like to comment about my interview today, please write to me at editors@directionsmag.com or place a comment where this podcast is posted on Directions Magazine. Thanks again for joining me today, and be sure to tell a friend.